Varaha. Understand? Kurma. Tarishwan. Tortoise. In the sense of tortoise. Tortoise can go left and right smile. There are some fishes. They can go everywhere. From England to Pacific Ocean and here and there. And they know that this is their place and touring, and again they will come. Like you can come from America here and again you can fly there.
Can't fly there.
Huh?
I can't fly back there.
No? You don't mind.
Not possible.
Not possible. After 5 years?
No.
Achcha. So, like bird, guru, pheasant guru, everywhere. Pheasant cast notes in the shape of crow. Hanuman as a monkey. Everywhere. When they were searching Sita, Hanuman and all the monkeys of Ram, taking the name of Ram, 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 and the whole world and sun. Everywhere in the nook and corner of the jungles and everywhere in the everywhere. They search. And by this they pass out. They preach Hare Krishna or Hare Ram Ram. Ram. No? Like Narad singing on Veena, Radhika Ramana Name. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Tun 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 tun. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda. In this way, the tour is everywhere. Himself Krishna in the shape of God, 24 or more than them, and by their order, his power in the shape of Rishi, Muni, Bhakta, Praini, Bhakta, the whole world too. And thus they chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, more than this. The cows, animals, all the person can hear all this and easily go out of this world. This power, Sarup Shakti, is always situated in the heart of Krishna, in the body of Krishna. So Krishna is always with Shakti, with power. Power are not other than Krishna. But sometimes they come in this world in their own shape. Krishna Sarup Shakti is Lagni Shakti. And when it needs to serve Krishna and to give ananda to all, she comes in the shape of Radhika. Sometimes she comes in the shape of 16,000 mahishis. Mahishis, you know? Sometimes at the shape of Sita, Lakshmi, and Sumini. But this Shakti always situating in the body of Krishna as a Sarup Shakti. Sometimes Krishna manifests them in the shape of Lakshmi, Radha and all gopis. So it has been told in Vedas. It has told in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has told in Upanishad. Also Puran and all other authentic books. Krishna is so Vibhu. Did you know? What is the meaning of Vibhu?
Vibhu means ruler, law. He is cousin.
So, I mean, a thing. Greater than everything, greatest thing. In this every world and Golok, Bankut, Vrindavansa may come. There is nothing greater than this. He is the potency of a very little particle of particle. And he is bigger than mountains and mountains. No? In him, a whole world with whole Brahmanda, Golok Vrindavan, can come in his one Lomkuk, you know?
Four.
And he may live in a heart of an ant. You see, very particle Kira.
Insect.
Today I saw very little incense. You are seeing this black, more little than this, and going here and moving. No? In this also Krishna may live. So he is greater than greatest thing, and he is particle of particle, anu. He has manifested so many things. When he is with Sarup Shakti, Ladini Sambhid and Ladini and Sambhid and Sandini, all kinds of Shakti, when he is combined, then his Ansa means power, are called Swansa. Swa-ansa. And when only Anuchi Shakti, that is Jiva Shakti, is combined with Krishna, but no other Shakti, then from him Vibhinansa Jiva comes. We are Vibhinansa Jiva. And all the avatars are Swansa. We cannot be swans, and swans cannot be divinans. We are a particle seat. Understand? More powerful than any of these worldly things. But yet, it is covered with Maya and becomes conditioned soul. Jiva is Chetan. He never comes in Maya. But yet, the power, the supreme power is Yoga Maya Sarup Shakti. She is Achinta Aghatan Patiyasi. She can do anything which never can be done. She can do everything. She can do you as a piece of a stone, and he can make that piece of a stone who can move, talk, and do everything. She can do anything. So it is called achinta. We cannot do any chinta of that. We cannot understand, think about that. But we can think by the mercy of Krishna. We can know him by the process what Vedas and Srimad Bhagavat has told. By that process we can understand that Shakti. And Krishna also. And we can get the mercy of Krishna and Swarup Shakti. And this is called Bhakti process. Bhakti process for those who are Swatantra.
Independent.
They are missing their independence. For them, it is very hard to know all these things. But those who are शरणागत हो गए हैं,
सरेंडर
सोल, विदाउट एनी कॉजलेस सरेंडर, आई डोंट नो एनीथिंग, आई हैव सरेंडर्ड माई सेल्फ इन योर लोटस फीट, देन दे कैन नो ऑल दिस प्रोसेस एंड बाई एडॉप्टिंग दिस प्रोसेस दे कैन हैव द सर्विस ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण. So there are three Shakti's powers, Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti and Jiva Shakti. Three powers, Chit Shakti, Chit power, Maya or Jiva Shakti. Three. Jiva Shakti is neither Chit Shakti, neither Vardhi. Mundane. Any of them, Jeev is not. So, he can move in that and this. Chit. What? Chit Rajya. And also in this world. This. So, it has been called Tatastha. Neutral, but not neutral. Sometimes there, sometimes here. Like a marginal line. No fixed line. Sometimes it goes in the deep, and sometimes it comes up. When the lahar aati hai, waves are coming, it goes up that demarcation line, and when it subsides, then it comes lower. Anant Vaikunth Adi Jata Krishna Dham. इधर कोनो ठीक नहीं जो कौन आती करे कौन एक घंटा आगे कर दे कौन दिन आठ घंटा अनंत बैकुंठ आदिजाता कृष्ण धाम बैकुंठ इज धाम ऑफ कृष्ण अबोड ऑफ कृष्ण कृष्ण धाम गोलो वृंदावन अयोध्या द्वारका मथुरा वृंदावन ऑल आर कॉल्ड बैकुंठ इन बैकुंठ नारायण धाम राम धाम कृष्ण धाम आर सिचुएटेड कृष्ण धाम इज डिवाइडेड इनटू फोर लोवेस्ट इज गोलोक आफ्टर दैट द्वारका आफ्टर दैट मथुरा एंड आफ्टर दैट In Braja, first is Gokul, second is Vrindavan, third is Govardhan, fourth is highest top place. In Radhakunda, there are two, Radhakunda and Shyamkund. Radhakunda and Shyamkund are one, but there is a demarcation line. Sometimes water goes there and from inner part goes to there. Both are one, but from outside it appears two. Yet Radha Kunda is the life of Shyam Kunda, and Shyam Kunda is life of Radha Kunda. Both. So we should know all these things. Tomorrow I will. Oh, you will return to Vrindavan? Tell Navadvip Prabhu to come here about 4. With the correction slip of the book, Bhakti Rasayan.
Dandavat Prabhu.
Ki samachar. Apniye to vriddha hoye gele na amader moto.
ऐसे तो समझ गया. Ras is madhur. Krishna is madhur ras. That's all, himself. Madhurya kadambini. Kadambini means cloud. Samu, megha ka samu. So many clouds.
Cloud banks.
Eh?
Clusters of clouds. Cloud banks. Yes.
Cloud banks.
Big.
Bank.
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 So many
bank.
Clouds coming together.
Bank of clouds. Cloud banks. Are called kadambini. This madhurya kadambini. Madhurya means begins from sadha, comes to nishtha, then comes to asakti and bhav. And upon bhav, the rush from, the mood from ragatmik bhakta, sakha vasalya madhu, comes, then it becomes prem, and prem goes up, then it becomes sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, so many things. The clouds here, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has transferred in the shape of bank of clouds, and from them what?
Rain
is coming. Rain of mercy. It is so powerful that the air which touches this cloud or the shadow of clouds it flows to the area of Marubhumi, desert, touching these clouds. And when it goes to the desert, all the plants, all the creepers, all the trees, which were dried from roots, new roots came. Sprouts came out and became so but
green.
Green. Sweet fruits and everything, very sweet fruits. Then you can grasp that where the rain is coming and going, what will be the stage of that place where the rain is going on, and where the rain is coming, a very big bird.
Flood
is and it makes everything drowned in it. This is the powerful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Never given to one. Only in these. This is the main purpose of Madhurya Kadambini.
Go to my Nandi.
Hari Hari Bo.
This book has so much great thinking into philosophy. So, Aran, that all means
ordinary.
General person should not read this book. Those who have so much sabdha, they should read and learn this book. Those who want to do Hari Bhajan, they should actually follow this book. Otherwise, they will not understand. If anyone has sabdha, sabdha means sabdha on his guru, sabdha on guru parampara, then he should read. Without sabdha, anyone tells that this book has been made by only Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but no connection with Mahaprabhu and Haridas or anyone. So, actually, sabdha makes the qualification to read this book. We are honored for our Guru. It is right. But if a disciple of any Guru has no honor for their Guru Parampara, then he has no honor for his Gurudev. Understand? Listen here. But यदि गुरु परंपरा पर किसी शिष्य का आदर नहीं है तो इसका मतलब है ये गुरु पर नहीं है. इफ एनी वन नॉट ऑनरिंग हिज गुरु परंपरा देन ही ऑल्सो डज नॉट हिज गुरु बट ही डज बट आर्टिफिशियल. ही शुड रिस्पेक्ट ऑल एनी वन who is doing Harinam, he has not taken any session from anyone, I honor him. Because he is taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna name. So I must honor him, if I am Vaishnava. And if I am not Vaishnava, then he is depreciated. So anyone, an ant, a hog, pig, it is taking Hari name, chanting Hari name, I should. This is the see that he is a bogus person, or he is not my god brother, or he is not in this, our line, he is not in our group. He should be very short minded. Then he will make this. Anyone Vaishnava comes, anyone Vaishnava, we should come. If he is senior, we should do
Dandavatam.
And if he is junior, then? From where you are coming? And gladly talk and this we should do. And if he is our God brother and very much affected to us, affected means? Then? Like this. And if his purush and I am istri, no word but do pranam. They should read this book, otherwise no. So, those who have very deep vishwas, faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet, and his siksha,
teaching,
they should read this book. Those who have very faith, deep faith in Krishna name, they should read this book. Otherwise, no. There are so many sadhan bhakti. There are so many kinds of sadhan bhakti. శ్రమణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దర్శఖ్యాత్మ నివేదనం అక్సెప్ట్ దిస్ ఆల్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ దీస్ ఆర్ నైన్ కైండ్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ 64 ఇట్ మే బి మోర్ దెన్ దాట్ బియాండ్ నైన్ టు డూ ప్రణామ్ టు వైష్ణవ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ దట్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ నాట్ బిన్ టోల్డ్ టు రిగార్డ్ తులసి టు రిగార్డ్ మహాప్రసాదం టు రిగార్డ్ నిర్మల్య ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ టు టేక్ చరణామృత టు సత్ చరణం ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్సో టు ఆనర్ ఫర్ కౌస్ ఆనర్ ఫర్ వృందావన్ ఆర్ ఎనీ ధామ్ వేర్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ డన్ ఎనీ లీలా so there are so many sadhana but among them krishna naam sadhan is
top
krishna naam to chant krishna naam and to take the ashraya of krishna naam shelter of krishna naam that does not mean that we should not hear hari katha only chant 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 if hari katha is going I will give
cotton
cotton
yes
or I will do pranam and go up
yes
this does not we will not take mahaprasadam it does not we will not honor our gurudev it not doing all things but thinking that Naam is himself Krishna and by name everything will be done what you want Krishna Prem can be done but originally and first we should have to hear Hari Katha what is name how to take name everything is to have to adopt Mahaprabhu has given only this shiksha six shastraka very sick character. It came from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and written in Chaitanya Charitamrita and also explained there and in the books of all other Goswamis. From authentic books, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing. Haridas Thakur was second his birth in a Muslim family. He born in a Muslim family and in Buran Gram. After some time he began to chant Hari name automatically, no introduced by any guru or anyone. For the past previous birth sanskar he used to say automatically and giving up his house, home, nearby place he made a kutir means
cottage
and he began to live there. He used to take some
sovereign
are aapse baat karni hai hamari we are selling
Hare Krishna
ఠాకూర్ ఈజ్ టెలింగ్ దట్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హ్యాస్ సెలెక్టెడ్ ఐ మచ్ హ్యాస్ సెలెక్టెడ్ సమ్ బంద్ కర అరే పర్దా దే సమ్ some qualified person like Haridas Thakur, Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raya Ramananda, Swarup Damodar, Advaita Acharya, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And by them, he has tricked our whole India. Especially those who are qualified for a special thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that get uttardaitva responsibility on them. Like Haridas Thakur used to chant three left name, so he made him Namacharya. Sarup Damodar was very expert in all kinds of siddhant, especially Raganuga Bhajan. And so he gets the whole responsibility of this thing on Sarup Damodar. And under him rose Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath and all others. He gets them and they wrote so many books. They established temples and all things in Vrindavan, in everywhere. He gets the responsibility of preaching on Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. They preach all over. He gets the responsibility of Raganuga Bhakti also on Raya Ramananda. He was so expert. Likewise, he divided the responsibility of all these things on qualified persons. These facts have been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially he is writing on Haridas Thakur that he was Namacharya. He used to take usually daily 3 lakh steps. And with so much regard, he was expert in Nam Siddhanta also. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri and he was sitting alone on the bank of sea. Only in evening sun was setting, the rays turned away and whole sea was covered with red gulal. As Krishna gets gulal in the mouth of gopis and moon gets in prakriti. Prakriti means
world, nature,
and whole nature was colored with red, with kumkum. Like this, whole sea was covered with red color. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and doing Hare Krishna Hare. In the same time, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur came there and he fell on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was waiting and called and gave his hand on the heads of Haridas Thakur and told, I am so anxious for the worldly unconditional soul. They are in the shape of trees, creepers, wild beasts, the animals of sea, animals of land, and those who cannot walk like mountains, rivers, they are also souls. And the souls in Mohammedans, Christians and all others, they do not know who is Krishna, what is Jeev, what to do our duty. So I am thinking that how they should be
saved.
accept. Then he told Haridas Thakur, yes, don't worry for me. Why? Because I know that you are priest names kirtan loudly, to do loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I'm thinking that you have started also Nagar Sankirtan, by which all Vaishnavas will go to everywhere, along it going with 2, 3, 4, 5 lakhs, and they will go to see two forests, to one village to another village, one city to another city, and they will chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And all the cows and the ox, lions, tigers, deer, serpents. What?
Scorpions.
And every person, whether they will be of any caste and creed, they will hear, listen. And by listening, yet they will go to where? To Krishna and serve Krishna. If anyone chanting, to tell a paka. যখন আসবে তখন What?
Is anyone chanting?
Chanting in mind, if he chants not loudly, but sun is moving, then it will be 100 times better. And if it is done by songs that others may be near here, then it will be more 100 times. And if so loudly, Hare Krishna, that for a long distance it will be heard, then it will be 1,000 and 1,000 times, more better. So you have done. By what? Look at here. We have begun kirtan, established kirtan. And after that he, Mahaprabhu told, if anyone wants to practice Hari name, how he should take name? Then he told that there is Namabhas, there is Nam, there is Suddhana, there is Vishuddhana. There are so many kinds of Are Bandhakara. There are so many kinds of names. But real name is with affection, and by having initiation from Abandhakara Natalia Sarp Marden. Yes, I the Raja.
Having bona fide Gurudev.
Gurudev, and taking initiation from him, and with relation. Sambandha Jnana, we should take. He told that what is Namabhas, what is Shuddha name, what is bona fide name. He told all this. What is the meaning of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna? Each letter, Ha, Re, Krishna, Ha, Re, Krishna. Increase ka ri u shna sa arna. Each have a different meaning. Goat so good. So in this book he has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he has replied. And like Raramanand was asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he replied. And it came in the whole world here. So Chaitanya Chaitanya, so Raghunath Das Goswami, so Krishna Das Goswami. Now you are testing the proof. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has collected it, some Chaitanya Charitamrita and all other bona fide books, and he has given in one book like Hari Nam Chintamani. Chintamani means? What is the meaning of Chintamani?
Jewel.
The jewel.
That anything you touch it will turn into.
Anything will be desired, he will produce at once. So this is, it is Chintamani life. It can grip even Krishna Prem. Radha Prem, Gopi Prem also it can be. So he has given all the sadhan pranadi. What is meaning? Process of taking Harinam and the sadhan process. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has collected all these things and he has given. Now you ask beginning. Where is Shamla and Brinda and all others?
They
always the police station. Oh. He is telling Gadai Gauranga Jaya Jahan Namajima. He is getting Jaya ka kya hoga? His beloved friend Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, combination of Krishna and Radhika, inner side Krishna, upper side Radhika. All the parts of the Krishna body is covered with the all parts of Srimati Radhika's body. Also their modes are also combined. And then you have become in the shape of Chaitanya. So he is glorifying him. Also, Jannava Jivan. Jannava? The Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu. So Jannava Jivan means Nityananda Prabhu. He is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. Sita Pati Advaita. Sita, husband of the Itachar, and also Srivas Adi Bhaktagan, Srivas, Gadadhar Pandit, Raramananda, Sarup Damodar, all. He is glorifying to all. Why? That I am beginning this book for the welfare of all cardinational
Srivas.
So their mercy should come to me that I could can end this book. And I can write the mood of Haridas Thakur here and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without this, anyone cannot enter in Bhakti Riddle. Once I told you that Lavanas Jaladhi Tire Nilachala Mandire Daru Brahma Purusha Pradhan. On the bank of Nilas Ocean, Nil Mane Yellow, blue ocean, where currents are coming repeatedly, there is a very big temple, Jagannath Temple, and in it Daru Brahma, Purna Brahma. Daru means wooden. But he is Brahma, in the shape of wood. But not wood, in the shape of. And he is soul. What?
Soul.
Complete.
Soul wrong.
God. Himself God, personality. Yeah. Sakshat Daru Brahma, Surus Pradhan, Jagannath Guru. He has come from Golok Vrindavan to save conditional souls and to give his blessing to all. And so he is called Pati Pavan. To the persons, they want to fulfill their worldly desires, easily he throws to them. And those who want moksha, he also gives. Moksha are of two kinds. First, to become, to give up all worldly desires. And asakti in world, asakti?
Attachment
towards worldly things. This is moksha, and to annihilate in God, nirvisheshwara. This is of one kind. And secondly, moksha is to have the service of lotus feet of Krishna. These two kinds. In this dham ka kya hota?
Dham.
Holy place.
Abode.
Holy abode. Radha and Krishna together being Gauranga, taking sannyas, leaving his mother and very beautiful Kishori Vishnu Priya, sleeping Haribol, Haribol, came to this holy place by the order of his mother. And one reason was that if I go to Vrindavan, all will know that I am Krishna. To have this fact, I am simply a Gauranga, the son of Jagannath. Anyone will not know me.